Despite criticism from the state's top planning official, the Florida House this morning went ahead to pass a controversial growth management law. Department of Community Affairs Secretary Tom Pelham said yesterday that House amendments to a Senate-passed bill he once supported would undermine growth management laws. That led Key West Democrat Ron Saunders to tell the bill's sponsor in the House today, Daytona Beach Shores Republican Dorothy Huekill, that the body should respect the GOP secretary's words.
Secretary of Department of Community Affairs saying this is bad public policy, it'll undermine the state's growth management laws. This is not a partisan bill. This should be a nonpartisan vote against this bill. When the head of DCA says this is bad public policy and will undermine the growth management laws of the state of Florida, we should listen to the Republican governor's appointee and vote against this bill.
Pelham said the amended bill would open major rural areas to unchecked development, eliminate requirements for adequate roads and other transportation facilities, and exempt large projects from planning reviews in many parts of the state. Democrat Darren Soto from Kissimmee agreed, saying the bill simply goes too far.
It removes the needs analysis for the Department of Community Affairs with regards to amendments. And any experienced member of this august body understands that an amendment with regard to the whole, and in terms of growth, comprehensive growth plans, an amendment can lay to waste the original prudent course. Members, we are stewards of this great state, and her natural beauty is our greatest asset. We cannot pave the way for looting our natural treasures in a time of economic need.
But several House Republicans said they had no use for DCA Secretary Pelham's opinion, which was issued in the form of a press release on Tuesday. Pensacola area Representative Dave Merzen.
Members, I chair the council on this thing, and we've been working on this bill for an awful long time. I'm not hiding the fact that I'd like to see Secretary Pelham find a job in the private sector, okay? When I made that statement several weeks ago, DCA disappeared. I haven't heard nor seen from them since.
Lake Mary GOP Representative Chris Dorworth was unimpressed by Pelham's opinion as well.
I have heard so many times this session, hey, this person disagrees with it and we can't do it. At whatever point you decide that from now on you're going to defer entirely to what the secretary of an agency says, I suggest you forfeit your membership in this body because we are not obligated to follow what anybody does on that. We have repeatedly.
And Dorworth echoed the viewpoint of many Republicans in the legislature and people in the business community in saying that Florida's growth management laws stifle development and need to be corrected.
Well, we have repeatedly worked with them. We have talked on across this issue. And what we are at right now, where we're at on this issue, is we as a state are substantially disadvantaged in the entire realm of economic development because we have a series of laws on the books that when compared to our competitor states, other states, put us so far behind the eight ball when it comes to attracting new business and getting them to come here that it's very difficult for people who want to move to the state of Florida because of our great weather and beaches and all these other wonderful factors to get here because it takes 4 and 5 times as long and it's 10 or 15 times as expensive to come here.